This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is February 10th, 2014. Put out the bat signal for Double R Calhoun and Lennox F to talk about some of the things that are trending right now, specifically Marcus Smart and Michael Samuel. And only one of the crew answered the bat signal, and that happened to be Calhoun. So what's up, man?
Hey, man, it's all. I was hoping the mother boys came, you know. I can hold it down for a little bit.
Really not. It was two major events. The Marcus Smart and today's Monday morning, Michael Samuel, Sam coming out. And we just wanted to get some thoughts on it because normally when you hear people speak, it's normally white Americans speaking on certain things that go on in black culture. And they really aren't educated enough to speak on it. And so I think one of the cool things is that we're all black, all young. We can relate more closely to the people in the news, especially athletes, as opposed to the people who are reporting on it.
Right. Just give it to you from a black male point of view.
Yeah.
I mean, we are in our early 30s, and we all been through our 20s, so, you know, we're more equipped for it than fucking Sal Palantonio.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, who wants to hear, like, no offense, we love Skip Bayless, but there's so much Skip Bayless to say about
and
this, right?
Uncle Tom Sambo, tap dancing ass, Stephen A. Smith, he's not giving it from a hip place. He just trying to use it.
That's his platform.
Right. Yeah, that's not him.
So let's go on and get started. What do you know about the both of the situation? So well, Marcus Smart is Oklahoma State guard.
Okay. Now if I say I know one is a and one is a hothead.
You know, so.
Okay. So let's get started on Marcus Smart. It depends on what the guy said. I mean, he said something that was racially charged, and if he did say. Nick, or if he was saying something that was to the left, I think that may not have been the course of action, but I can't blame him. I mean, he's in the middle of a game and some pompous, fat-ass want to say something so racially driven, and it's just basketball, which also brings up a great point of where do you draw the line in sporting events, and I think that's key in our society right now because there's too much going on in it.
That's a good point. I agree with you. Where do you draw the line in sporting events? Just because you're a fan and you pay your money doesn't mean you own somebody. And I think that it's a certain level of entitlement that fans think they have because they're paying people who make more than them.
Right.
And it's almost kind of the same thing in the church, and this will be another podcast. Okay. People feel like they should have 24-hour access to a pastor because essentially they're paying the pastor's salary, who's probably living better than them. And you could take that and multiply by 10 or 100 when it comes to athletes, right? They don't really live in the real world like everybody else does.
Like scripts,
at least,
right?
You perception,
think you
right?
Don't know you're throwing money, so they're probably making more money than people throwing money on.
Yeah.
Right? So I think
that would be interesting. Just a real group of people who make more than you who
service you.
Yeah.
And that's what they are. So when it comes to sporting events, it can get too far. Now, I don't think it should be. Because the world we're living in now is like Shaq. We're really losing our freedom of speech in a lot of areas. So it's a real touchy subject. Because I should be able to go to an arena and say, you suck. Or I should be a nice distraction for my home team. But the other side of this, there should never be slurs. There should never be racial slurs or homosexual slurs toward players. I think that's crossing the line. Because there's still a person on the floor. And I don't know how you would react. Day in, day out, everywhere you go, these people keep, you know, pushing you. And let's keep in mind, this is a kid that got pushed by an adult.
Yeah, I think that
has no business even doing that with children.
That's one of the uglier things about this story is that it wasn't a 54-year-old man talking to a 25 or 35-year-old. It was a 55-year-old man or a 50-year-old man talking to a 19-year-old man.
Yeah.
And with the light of George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, it's still an older white guy.
Yeah.
Working with a younger black person.
And there need to be ramifications from him.
Yeah.
And I hate that he apologized to that fucking me personally, he has no business. It should be even more so. Those are amateurs in college. Those are still boys in college. So I think even more so, it should be a lot reflected on him too, on the guy.
Yeah, I think, well, the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things about this is Texas Tech actually released a statement on behalf of the fan. When have you ever heard of any organization releasing a statement for a fan who's not tied to the organization?
Not ever. Saying he just said, you're garbage or something like that. You could tell by his reaction. That wasn't what was
he said name. Something. I'm not going to say he said a racial slur, but he said something.
Yeah, you could tell because as he was getting up, he sparked back. He looked back like, what the fuck you say to me?
Yeah.
He didn't look back like, whatever, you garbage, or I'll do you, and then like that. He looked back like, he looked back very aggressive. So it was more than you're garbage.
Yeah.
I wish he would have jawed.
I kind of wish that too. One of the interesting things about this story is how both schools and just how the governing bodies of this reacted. I saw the press conference he made yesterday, and it's like Oklahoma State just let him hang on that one. Like, they suspended him 3 games. If you listen to the interview or the press conference, Oklahoma State said nothing about Texas Tech. It was all about Marcus.
Right.
And I thought that at the end, they should have at least acknowledged that, hey, fans do their part. We're going to make sure the athletes do our part. You know, so our job is to make sure the athletes, and in this case, Marcus Barr, does their part. But where we go, we need to make sure the fans do their part. And I know Oklahoma State can't really come in on other teams' fans, but it's still a level of respect. And it just seemed like the way the conference went, it was all about Marcus. And at that point, it seemed like he kind of throwing them under the bus because Bomundum Jones made a good statement. Anytime you're in front of a TV camera when you're school, it's a recruiting moment. So opposing coach could say, look how he handled Marcus Smart. He'll do you like that. Come to my school. It won't be like that. No, on the flip side, somebody could point to Texas Tech and say, look how they'll treat you there. Even though they don't say it to you, that's what they think about you. You know, so it's just a game, right? So, I don't know if you got to saw how they handled it, but they really kind of.
I see a little bit how the coaches were sort of not going to throw them under the bus. The universities didn't. They threw them. They washed their hands and were like, we're not going to get into it.
Yeah.
But then a lot of stuff stimulated from it. And the racial card, I hate to bring up racism. But, I mean, then it goes again, the black man, white man, it goes to, you know, it's just not a good look. And I think they should.
It's fine when you say it's not a good look. It's fine on that point. Because I think I know you're going with it. And
it's not good to see. It's not a good feel. I mean, here he is just doing what he's supposed to do. He's on scholarship. He's doing his part in life. He's not a thug. He's not a hoodlum. Of course, all this stuff starts looking a certain way because media, white America, always make it project a certain way. And it's not. But no one's saying nothing about this smug-ass son of a bitch who said something to a kid. What they really need to stop doing, and in the wake of Trayvon Martin, these motherfuckers need to stop fucking with our children. And it's time for us to start fucking with theirs, and then they'll get an understanding.
Well, I think it goes to a bigger point, and we can talk about this. It's funny, we're talking about this for black history.
What would it look like if it was a black man in the audience doing that with a white kid?
You know how that goes. This is America now.
So they need, and so for the schools or whatever to bail on him, and then he'll have a press conference about it and apologize. He should not apologize to that fucking. If I was him, I would have. He said nigga. And so, I wouldn't apologize for nothing. What I would have did was apologize. I would have apologized to my family and to my teammates.
And the fans, and the school, the universe. I think you, when you won that scholarship, you represent the universe.
At that time, I would have been living enough that you all didn't bat me when I told y'all what he said. Fuck you.
But see, I think it goes to another point. You still have, take away the white guy. Nothing to do with that. You take away the white guy who said stuff. You still have a white coach monitoring black kids, you know what I'm saying? He would never truly understand. It'd just be, you could tell him about how far will it really go, you know what I'm saying? Right. As opposed,
and it's still a code of conduct. You don't, one, it's dangerous. After we've seen what they call the malice in the palace, you do not go in the stands. Now, we're not going to absolve him from responsibility. You don't go in the stands. Because it can go left in the stands.
It can go all the way left. And then you got to think, college places don't have security like NBA, so it can get
and then the other
really bad.
College
really
places have is way more kids.
Exactly.
So there's not a lot of adults making adult rational decisions. they can go so far left. So not to absolve him from any blame, number one, you should never go in the stands.
Yeah.
Anytime.
That's for your own sake. Because
that's for your own. That's for your sake to say to your team, say to your coach.
Because at the end of the day, you and the opposing team's facility is 20,000 to 10.
Those eyes aren't good for nobody. You can put Superman in there. If somebody got kryptonite, he's gonna struggle. They're gonna beat his ass.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's an ass whooping waiting to happen. But you brought something up about, and I want to expound on this because I felt the same way you felt about these done did enough. You know what I'm saying? These they done crossed the line one too many times.
Not one too many times. Hundreds of millions.
These need to learn their place. They need to learn their place that it stops right here.
It just right now outside, and what's pissing me off, and then it's gonna say we're looping to our next topic. They're so lenient and tolerant, they're so pushing this shit, but we still struggle with simple stuff. For instance, everyone talking about Trayvon Martin, and that's what we need to talk about, but Oscar Grant. Oh. That was in 2009. The cop who killed Oscar Grant was out in less than 2 years.
Yeah. And before we move on to the homosexual thing, what got me to that these need to learn their role position is Pat Forty, a journalist who I respect a lot. He's probably the preeminent journalist in college athletics. He said, "I'm a white guy. I really can't explain it, but I called black coaches and got their opinion." So he quoted John Chaney, he quoted Nolan Richardson, and he quoted one unnamed coach. And so the two older coaches were like, "He should forgive Jackie Robinson, blase this." John Chaney said the thing. He's been out of control for a while, and this is just another.
Who are
Marcus Smart. He's been in some accidents before, not racially, but just showing an attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Like
just
a couple of weeks ago.
Really, he's been acting like Dwayne Martin on the Bull Durham. Just losing his head. Just doing too much. Just losing his head with all the pressure of greatness on him or whatever. Okay. But anyway, fast forward to that. John Chaney was like, somebody should have took him and took him in the back. And basically, it should never got that far, but they should have took him in the back. You know what I'm saying? As soon as that happened. And he was just like, you know, he was raised on Jackie Robinson and blase this and blase that. And Nolan Richardson said to Jackie Robinson. But it pretty much the whole thing was, hey, you still have to keep your composure no matter what nobody says to you. And I think that those guys, and even the older and the younger coach who was unnamed source basically said, I can understand, I can sympathize by how you feel, but you still have to keep your composure.
That's and hard to do in life.
Exactly. And so I think that these guys are so far away from what it's like to be their age and to realize, if I'm nothing else, I'm a man. Before I'm somebody who throws a basketball in the, before whatever you are that you define yourself as, you are a person. Yeah. And
another person is blatantly disrespecting
you. And every person, my personal belief is, every person, just by being a child of God, no matter what creed, color, anything you are, deserves a certain level of respect.
Period.
And once they violate that code of respect that we all should have, it's whatever at that point.
Let's put it in layman terms as to what's going on today. They're talking about bullying everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So it's bullying at some point. Because if he's not defending himself, which is what the NCAA is saying, don't do, which is what pro sports is saying, do not defend yourself, just take it. No, that's unacceptable.
And in life, you can't just sit back and take it.
You can't just take it. At some point, you have to stand up for yourself. What he did, the way about doing it, I'm not condoning it, I'm not condemning it. The thing about it is, depends on what he said. Because I'm sure, all game, he's getting shit said to him.
I mean,
I'll guarantee you that. Of course we know that. But what was saying? Y'all sitting here and made a big deal when Kobe called the referee a f***. Let's make a big deal this call this man a f***.
And if it was my son, I would say, what did he say to you? If my son said, "Dad, he called me a f***," I'd say, you need to beat the bloody shit out of him. And they would.
Now we need to start making a point that word is not cool for motherfuckers to say. I tolerate it with blacks because I say it. But I'm going to tell you what someone said a long time ago. We was talking about and everyone now is just these need to stop saying it. These chicks need to stop saying it. These ass need to stop saying it. If you're not black, you don't need to fucking say it. Shut your fucking mouth. And this is what he said when I had to make it in terms. He said, if I'm married, and you hear me call my wife a bitch, does that give you the right to call my wife a bitch? You think you can call my wife a bitch because you heard me call her one? So it's the same when I say nigga to one of my friends, or if I say nigga, doesn't give you the right to say nigga because you heard me say it.
And you haven't been a part of that struggle.
You ain't been a part. You ain't a part.
You
of
ain't
that.
Born into it.
You ain't part of it now, so you need to shut your mouth when it comes to that. And if that motherfucking middle-aged old fat hot belly said, I wish you would have jawed him. Him and his bitch ass wife. Ugly bitch.
Alright, so I think we both got a pretty heated into that one. Let's go on and slide to the next story.
To the
Michael Sam. And so let's go on to priest phase. Michael Sam is a player at the University of Missouri. And he was one of the cold SEC players of the year. Had like 11 and a half sacks. Had a really good year. He's a good player. I think one of the things that's kind of hurt him is his actual physical. He's a tweener. He's like a classic tweener. Okay, so too slow for one position. Yeah. Too small for another position.
Right.
Can't really play in space like that.
They're saying they give him like a third, fourth round between 3 and 5.
3 and 7, like some people say.
Hopeless, undrafted, fucking arena ball. Take that gay shit to the arena ball.
We're gonna get to gay shit, but just his specs. Even before this, he was probably a lot to get drafted, but it wasn't like he was gonna be a first or second round. He was gonna be a middle to late round selection. You know what I'm saying? Because they tried him in the Senior Bowl at linebacker, and he just looked pretty bad out there. You know what I'm saying? Looked really bad actually. So he looked so bad they were considering making him an undersized defensive end. I don't think he's not an exceptional athlete.
Okay.
And so it's just one of those things.
How does he get poked in the ass before he comes to the hard move?
Yeah, but it's been a lot. It's been a lot of talk. Now I will say this. I'm not a fan of gay and homosexual and all that stuff. But I will give him a respect from at least he came out and said instead of living his life as a lie. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm not a fan of it. Me personally, I'm taking farther. I'm against it. I'm totally against homosexuality. And there's a couple of things going on now that's quite irritating to me. I guess I'm on my old man shit today. One, it's like they're beating us over the head with this shit. Like
they're trying to make this shit cool, and it's not cool.
Ridiculous, man. Listen, you don't want to know about me fucking. You don't want to know about how many bitches I'm hitting. Or how many women I'm entertaining. It's not, we're not talking about how many hoes Jadeveon Clowney is fucking. We're not talking about nobody's sex life. Why bring your sex life into your professionalism? I mean, it's like, who raised Standing Ovation? No. Do like everybody else did. Go through your career and write a book afterwards. Get your money like that. I don't give a fuck since that tall ass Jason Collins came out. Now here we go. Nah, I don't want my football to be full of me personally.
Me neither. I look at it like this. If the world is becoming more set than the we might as well get rid of any cold sexual boundaries, meaning we shouldn't have male bathrooms and female bathrooms. We should just have bathrooms. We could, if you're going to let in the bathroom with regular people, and it's, you know what I'm saying?
We almost there because they're doing all these surgeries now that you can't, you don't know who's who.
You know,
I've been seeing that shit YouTube, that from women to men and from man to women, that shit, it looks just like they talk, look, act, all that shit. She goes from Pauline to Paul in a matter of like months. Literally. Built, sound, all that shit. So, right now, it's just a shit storm. What I don't like is, listen, whatever you do is whatever you do. And as a human being, I can't judge you no more than you can judge me. As a human being, we both fall short of the glory of God. As a human being, we both are equal and blah, 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 blah. This is where I fall at. Don't condemn my point of view of something for me feeling this wrong just to make your shit, your wrongness right.
Yeah, now that is one thing. I think that's what the media is trying to do. They're trying to make us feel like Neanderthals.
Right. Neanderthals boxed in, your prejudice and whatnot. No, if you, like Chris Broussard said a while ago, how you a Christian and you're gay.
Yeah.
The Bible specifically speaks against that. And that's the problem I think I have with some of these churches that are accepting of it. That's not a principle. That is a law of God. That's one of the bottom line. You cannot be in here gay. What happened to all gay Sodom and Gomorrah? He destroyed it. So I think I was on social media had a post. Your my freedom rights ends when you're offended. So I don't have a freedom right. If you've been listening to the Sports Center, Sports Radio, I haven't even listened. I stopped listening to Sports Radio today. It's all, you can't say what you want to say. You can't say, I don't want my team to draft this. For one thing, you've already made a spectacle of this. So whatever locker room you're in, you're already a distraction. Already, because the media is pushing this, is pumping this shit.
And one of the things that they said was that CBS, when he was rated like the 100th possible draft prospect, and they slid him down to like 170 or something like that. That would be like damn near out the draft, you know what I'm saying? And the question is it really worth it? It's two flip questions. People saying it's worth it because you get the gay base, the is your new fan base. So you add a fan base, essentially.
Yeah, but how many is that?
Again, this is just the media talk. So the one pro of the team who drafts them is that they get a new fan base. The con of it is that you're bringing in a guy who's gonna kind of give you bad publicity, bad or even extra publicity.
It's not gonna be bad because the media is pushing it, but everyone
else. I say it's just gonna be extra, and you know one of the things about football teams, they want to focus on the people in the room that is. They want to say they want to deal with the media as less as possible, right? Like with him in there, they're gonna be asking. So let's say it's a team, he come on the Falcons. They're gonna be asking Julio, hey, what do you think about him?
Sam, baby.
They're gonna be asking Matt Sam. Ryan. They're gonna be asking, and Hakeem Dent gonna be like, even if he cares or doesn't care, it's not a question you should
and
ask.
Now
me.
You're on, and this is the same thing that happens in male dominated fields when females come along. Now you're gonna do it a little bit there. But this is what's gonna happen. You have to word your responses very carefully.
Especially in today's world.
In today's world, as a fan, you can't be out there and be like, you can't do that. You can't do that. You mess around and get escorted out the game for calling the f***ing.
And even as, like you're saying, Taunton isn't just on the field. It isn't in the stands. It's on the field. So if somebody calls him a f***ing, he goes.
It's a shit storm. So this is the same thing like trying to introduce a bitch into
the NFL.
You crack to me and be like, bitch. What you gonna get when she called and she talked to Roger Goodell and then these women groups start popping up? So what you gonna get, cause you know you make a hell of a hit and be like, you motherfucking faggot. What you gonna get when you crack his ass and you say, you fucking faggot? Now it's more than with just shit talking. Cause we shit talk when you playing ball. This ain't the Christian League. And then Christian leagues, they shit talk. It's competitive sports. So what's gonna happen now? This add to your shitty ass legacy? I'm through with it. It's ridiculous.
Let me ask you this. Is anybody who's a non-quarterback, are they worth this much attention?
No.
Because to me, only quarterbacks.
Receivers may get this much attention.
Maybe running backs. You have to be touching the ball to get this attention.
Like receivers. Running backs ain't never been one of those. Receivers are usually prima donna.
Well, I'm just saying in general, like, what position would be worth the media circus that comes with this?
The media circus? I don't know what position really is. Quarterback.
Yeah.
They have this kind of media circle.
Or who would be worth it? So let's say you're going to the draft. Instead of Michael Sam, this was Johnny Manziel. He's still worth it because it's Johnny Manziel.
Jadeveon Clowney, this would be an even bigger deal. Because he's that much of a playmaker so far. So he's that big of a deal. But this guy is not. I just don't care. For one, honestly, I don't care. I don't care that you're a I don't care you're gay. I don't care. I don't give a shit who you fuck. Who you fuck don't make me nut. What I care about is, I care about football, and I care about you bringing this shit here. It's a lot of f***ing in football.
But I think he handled it the right way in Missouri, because they knew last year with Missouri.
They knew he was gay.
Yeah, he came out before the season and told them he was gay. And I think the coach put a ban on him. Like, they specifically left him where the media couldn't interview him. And so I think the coach put a ban on just, in general, any of the teams messing with him, talking about it, or whatever. But it became a very bad secret around campus, or then everybody, like, scouts would come and they would find out he was gay. Like, and they would, scouts ask questions. Does he have a girlfriend? Blah, 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 blah. And so it became a really bad secret. So he's coming out kind of cool.
Yeah.
People are.
Now in the combine, that's a question that's asked him.
Yeah. So pretty much people already know. So I think he's coming out also almost as a, hey, he's getting this from an agent or something. Like, hey, it's already known. You might as well do it or whatever. And so.
I mean, we're fighting it. This is what's going. This is the evolution of the world that we're living in. This is what's transpiring. And we're sort of, it's dragging us. I know it's just like when you had a VCR and then there was a DVD player and I'm keeping my VCR. You're not going to keep it. They're going to stop making tapes. Yeah. Or when you had a cassette tape. So this is where we're going, like it or not. I don't like it at all. And I think what's even more demoralizing to me is it shits on a lot of other struggles. This is Black History Month. And I've been listening to sports radio. And you know what it is? He's dominating the headlines. But not just that. You know who they like calling Black History? It was like Dikembe Mutombo. Blah, 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 gay history line. He's not nobody to be saying in Black history. Michael Jordan, he's nobody to be saying nothing about in Black history.
So, well, there's not an athlete to really qualify.
Except for maybe Ali. He made enough noise with the protests in the Vietnam War and the tournament. He made enough noise to
stop anything.
Nah, it really didn't. If you're going to name one, probably Jack Johnson. Or
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson
would be those two. Jack Johnson, maybe
That's about it. So what I don't like is how this world right now is so focused on this gay shit. I don't like it. I think it's wrong. It's unnatural. It's disgusting. It's filthy. It's ungodly. Now, who could say that on TV and keep their job? Unless you're on HBO or something. And you'll probably have a problem with HBO.
I think Skip could say it. I think Stephen A could say it.
No. What? On ESPN?
They suspend him for... He'd get a job. He'd be in media somewhere.
But
he wouldn't be on ESPN.
They couldn't be on ESPN anymore.
Them two couldn't still be on media.
I don't know. Dunn Imus was the biggest and he got tucked away.
But he's back.
He made more money, but he got tucked away.
But he's back.
Yeah, you know why he's back? Because he said shit about some...
I'm gonna tell you who else is probably big enough.
He can't say shit about gay.
I think we're born in Cornhouse big enough to do it too.
Right now, this whole gay shit, nobody's been.
I think we're born Cornhouse.
Chris Broussard made, and then he didn't get ridiculed, but he didn't even make a attack about homosexuality. He just said, I am a devout Christian. You can't be Christian and be homosexual. He did not say, like, I think homosexuality is disgusting, blah, blah. He just said a true fact. How are you Christian and you homosexual? Can't do it. It's a contradiction. And they reamed his ass. They was riding him like a motherfucker.
Then you comparing Chris Broussard to...
Chris Broussard is pretty big, though.
Compared to Wilborn and Kornhauser Calhoun.
He's not as big as him. He's pretty
compared to Skip and Steve. You got to think, those are probably the four linchpins of ESPN, besides the sports and sports center. It may be six linchpins. Mike and Mike.
Yeah, but you can't really count.
Mike and Mike. I'm just saying, like, the programs. Mike and Mike, First Take, and PTI. Those are the... And I think that they are big enough that they can see it. And
I was just listening to how the tiptoeing that goes around this whole game.
They built up enough that they can do it. They built up enough.
Nobody want to do it. Nobody can and nobody wants to. So, like... Someone was telling me today, Stephen A was saying, if they want to keep, players not going to say that if they want to keep their endorsement, they're going to play ball. Well, I want to play ball with it. I wouldn't want to be in the locker room with it either.
But see, I was reading an article, somebody said this. See, a lot of players come out and publicly say that just because they don't want to get fined or just the bullshit to come going against it. But they not really with that.
They're not with it at all.
They just saying it just...
You don't want like we were just saying, you don't want the shit storms that come with, I am against gay players.
Yeah.
Well, you know the shit storm that come with that? You know what comes with that? You probably being released. Unless you're huge enough to get fired by
Grenada. Hey, Manny.
That's what's gonna happen. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, but them guys ain't gonna say no shit like that.
What black person, because we're gonna wrap this up. What black NFL player could come out and say he's against it?
First off, that's not the right complexion to even do that.
I think it's been maybe all time, it may have been five who were big enough who could say that and still keep their job. I think Ray Lewis, Deion Sanders, Lawrence Taylor, Barry Sanders, and Bo Jackson. When Bo Jackson was Bo Jackson, I think those are the only five who could have.
What about Randall Cunningham?
He wasn't big enough. None of them were big enough. I think those are
AP right now.
Hell no. He get fined, but way would like.
Because he's one of these supposed to be Christian, but there.
Man, there's right nobody now, playing right now who's big. The only person right now, who could be big enough if he won the Super Bowl, who could be, is Robert Griffin. That's the only person, if he won If he,
he ain't been around enough. And he's, man, right now, can't nobody say that shit.
I think those are the five who could have said something. And if they were still in the NFL, still be in.
And right now, they're not even saying that. They're not even playing. And they have a couple of them have a social media platform. Ray Lewis isn't going to say that. Ray Lewis
basically said, let's welcome to the.
Exactly. You got to play ball. And these are Christian guys, so if you know it's not, let's welcome them.
But I think they think Christian is a loose term to describe some of these guys. How can you be so? I say it like this: how can you be so hard on one thing when they live in the life that they live or whatever? So it's kind of one of those things. Hey, you do your sin, let me do my sin.
I'm sorry, I'm getting tired of it though. I cannot express how much disdain I have. Homosexuality, and in part because of the fucking faggots that keep throwing it in my face. I don't give a shit what you do. You have a fucking parade. What other race of people have a, what other genre of anybody have a parade?
Cubans have a parade. The Cuban Day Parade.
Fuck them. Parade? What they got? Coronas and burritos? Nobody give a fuck. Nah, man, where's our parade?
Why don't you start it?
You know why? Because how many gonna be in the back? You know, they were gonna parade a fucking church chicken on Tuesday.
Let's go and kind of wind this discussion down with this. I ask this final question. Which was the bigger headline? Marcus Smart. Which was the most important headline?
By far, the that is game changing. The NFL was like sacred.
But I don't think it's game changing because. People have already, everybody in the NFL has already acknowledged, hey, they're big gay players.
How many more faggots coming?
They've always been faggots coming.
They've always been there. They know how to shut the fuck up. Stay in the closet.
I still think it'll be more stay in the closet.
Swung the door wide open.
I actually think Marcus Smart is. I think they're kind of equal from the standpoint of.
But one is overshadowing one. His is more paramount to us, but to the media, look how the media they're pushing this. As big as that was, if this happened, if he did that shit last week, not last week because that was Super Bowl week. If
he would have dominated the Super Bowl,
he would have dominated it. Oh, it would have been this thug, this and this this untamed monkey. It would have been unreal how they would have got on his ass. Why they can't get on his ass? Because the f*** helped him out. The f*** blessed him. If he didn't come out the same day, oh, there would have been ESPN. All day PTR around the horn. It all day Marcus Smart. Yeah. All day 929. All day Marcus. Then you would have had the other clips of the other players that done did dumb shit. The Mountains in the Palace. They went off. It would have been Robin. It would have been all day dumb shit. But the came out, and then what happened? It dominates. I went home calling the ESPN. That's all. It was like his story, then two games. His story, then another game. His story. It was just all day.
How do we conclude this? Let's wrap a bow up on this podcast.
Man, put this shit up. Nobody give a fuck.
Good point.
You're not getting beat. You're not getting beat up. I understand it. That's what you do. Don't throw it in my face. I don't have to condone it. I don't have to be with it. I don't care for it. I don't think you should judge them, put their hands on them, but let's be real. Your struggle is not my struggle. You can drive a f***ing and be fine. I can drive black and get pulled over for no reason. So yeah. I don't identify with your struggle. I don't give a fuck about your struggle. Keep your struggle your struggle. You don't give a fuck about mine.
So we're going to sum it up like this, man. Stay cool and stay straight.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com, tackling some of the more important issues. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.